sometimes, like, not at the time when it happens, but now looking back on it, I kind of appreciate it because it made me grind that much harder. And I believe anybody else that was undrafted could say the same about it, because we're not going to get the same treatment as other players do. And we have to be on our best, and we have to do extra work on our own.
What does it mean to have guys in this locker room like a Jonathan Joseph and a Kareem Jackson as you came on as a rookie and developed until now?
It means a lot. You know, J-Jo and K-Jack, since I first came in with Kubiak, they was always helping me with everything. You know, J-Jo, I tell everybody, like, J-Jo was my favorite, one of my favorite corners, you know, especially when he was at Cincinnati. So I used to always watch him and Leon Hall, and then just to be in the same locker room with him. I remember the first day I seen him, I was like, oh, man, I'm in here with Jonathan Joseph. I ain't calling J-Jo then, but, you know, and then you have Kareem. I saw what he did the year before I got here, and he was making a lot of plays, and he's still doing, just for them to still, you know, encourage me and everything with everything that's happened here and just stay with me and make sure I became a better player. You know, that helped out a lot.
There was another guy here with you at that time that's now become a hot name in the head coach competition for a head coach job, and he was your DB coach, Vance Joseph. What type of leader was he?
You know, he was a great leader in the room. That's all I can say. Like, our DB coach now and him, they both, you could tell, love the game. They do extra, you know, in the film room, do extra on their own and show us what they see. And one thing about Vance, he was real big on technique and, like, individual workouts and stuff like that. So we were always good with our feet. And like I said, both of them have a great approach to the game.
Did you have an aha moment last year when you saw Brady for the first time on the field? It made you say, okay, I kind of figured that out. I see why this guy is who he is.
I guess it was different because I didn't play defense that game.
No, really,
I was just special teams. Okay. But, you know, everybody talks about it. You know, one of my best friends is an Aaron Rodgers fan and a Tom Brady fan because he played quarterback in high school and college. And he's just like, man, I'm telling you right now, you're going to go out there and see number 12 run out there, and you're just going to be that much more ready because, like I said, you know you're going against the best. And, you know, it's a big opportunity because, you know, you want to be at your best and try to make a play against them. And at the end of the day, it all comes down to winning and changing the game on defense and getting the ball in our offense hands.
You're obviously very excited to finally get a shot at him, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're all excited. You know, we got past the wild card. Now we got a divisional round, like I said, against the number one seed. So we're just going to have to be at our best, you know, preparation on and off the field, extra with treatment, film study. We've already started that. So, like I said, we know what we're getting into, and we just got to get ready for it.
Looking at those films, have you seen some plays where the Brady may have pulled off? You said, how do you do that?
I don't see guys
do that very often.
I mean, you've seen that throughout his whole career. At the end of the day, one thing I like to read, and I read articles, and one thing they say about Tom Brady everywhere is, like, he's probably the hardest working player to ever do it. And that comes from, you know, him having his own facility near the stadium and how he approaches everything through diet. And I look at things like that, and I'm like, that's the sacrifice that it takes to be at that level. And you see that he does it, and you see where he's at. And like I said, he's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. And just to have the opportunity to play against him, you want to take advantage of it.